We hear again from the reading of Isaiah, chapter 62. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a burning torch. In the name of Jesus. The promise from Isaiah, God will not keep silent. He will not be quiet. And we might think a little of, well, then how does that work? Because people listen to what they want to listen to. We have a mute button on our TVs, after all. If we get tired of hearing something, we make it silent. That's easy. If we mute an obnoxious commercial, no one on the TV, no one at the station will even know. They're remote from us. If we switch channels so we don't hear a certain politician, he or she won't even know. They're too distant from us. And so we can even end up muting God. Just don't listen. Tune out. Don't turn to his word in scripture to hear his voice. Don't come to the preaching of the gospel to hear his voice. Don't gather to the word of forgiveness in the sacrament to hear his voice. Don't even pray to him in order for him to hear your voice. He's distant. He's remote. It's not like he's right here. But here Isaiah gives us good news for the sinner. It's the gospel. The Lord is not distant. He's not remote ever from our sinful lives. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet, says the Lord. He is here, even if we kid ourselves that he's not. He's no more distant than a family member at the dinner table. In the beginning, John tells us, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, John 1:1. Where the Word is, there is no silence. There's conversation and dialogue and declaring. There's the speaking of things into existence. There's creation. There's life. But we still can think of the Word as far off, remote, distant, something we end up not needing to think about. The Word became flesh. The Word dwelt among us, says John. He's no longer to be thought of as an abstract God up in the skies, if ever we did, distant from us. He's no longer to be seen as a spiritual being, somehow remote from our flesh and blood lives, and therefore someone whom we have to give no worry to because he's not here anyway. He became as fully human as you and me, a real flesh and blood baby in the arms of Mary. He dwelt among us, talking with people, eating fish with families in their homes, drinking wine with neighbors, walking around getting dirt on his feet, sunburn on his face, Mary's baby. And one thing that you can say about babies, they make noise. This God is in the flesh in order to be not a silent God. He is a God, not mute to the sinner. He's the Word who with the Father and the Holy Spirit created the world, and with that our parents Adam and Eve, creating us to hear words spoken into our ears. He's the Word who brought the rain out of the skies for 40 days of judgment, saving only believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. He's the Word who brought down fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah, who drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and his army, who held back the jaws of the lions so that Daniel walked out of the den safe, who walked into the fire to be with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to keep them safe. And now he's the Word made flesh, a little baby in Mary's arms. He does it all in order to not keep silent, to not be mute to the sinner, to you and me and our families. He does it in order to be with those who have not praised God as they should, to be with them to forgive their sins, to be with those of no thankfulness on their lips in order to speak to them grace, to dwell with those who've been stingy, those who delighted not in encouraging and building up others, but in judging and holding on to sins, to dwell with them in order to cleanse of all unrighteousness. He became flesh and he dwelt among us in order to be heard Isaiah 62:1, for Zion's sake I will not keep silent, for Jerusalem's sake I will not be quiet, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness, her salvation as a burning torch. Zion, that's the people called to the promise of the Davidic king, the king on the throne of David, called there to be saved from their sin. The new Zion, that's his church. Jerusalem, that's those called to be cleansed by the blood of the sacrifice at the temple. The new Jerusalem is those cleansed by the blood of the sacrifice, Christ. It's the church. For the sake of the church, for the sake of the baptized, the Lord will not be silent. He speaks. This is the good news, the gospel. For to know the law, we don't even need to hear the Lord's voice in Scripture, because we already know the law just by looking out into nature and seeing the things of our sinful world deteriorate. We already know the law by looking at our own lives and feeling the sting in our consciences for our sin. We already know the law by the fact of our own mortality. But the gospel is that the Lord will not be mute to the sinner. We don't already know the gospel. The word is not silent. He came in the flesh to speak the word from the cross. Father, forgive them. Having been crucified, he descended to hell to speak to the demons and tell them that it's over. They've lost. He has stripped them of their terror, and their hold over people is no more. By forgiving sinners, by cleansing the conscience with his gospel, they now belong to him. Having descended to hell to proclaim victory over the demons, he then rose from the dead in order to speak to the women at the tomb and to the apostles, to tell them that death is defeated and the sinner is to hear the gospel's word of justification. Having risen from the dead, he ascended to heaven and sent forth the Holy Spirit to bring the word of gospel to the church, calling sinners of every nation and every language into the church, that all would hear the word of grace and be forgiven of all sin. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet until her righteousness goes forth as brightness, her salvation as a burning torch. The new Zion is the church. The new Jerusalem is all those the Lord gathers to his name. It's you and me and our families. For our sake, this God is not silent. He keeps gathering us. He continues dwelling among us in his sacrament, declaring us righteous by his blood. He steadfastly speaks to us in his gospel, by which we're saved from our sin. He keeps coming to his people with his gifts, and he will not be silent. In the name of Jesus, amen.